We're looking at cognitive distortions, my thinking, my cognition that gets distorted. In order to understand better where we're at in the program, as we look at this cognitive distortion exercise, think back to the cycle of sex addiction. Perhaps you'd like to find that particular diagram from the session where we looked at the cycle of sex addiction. Remember, in terms of the clock face, at the top, acting out, going across to the 10 past, the position, regret, after regret, reconstitution, half past the hour, dormant, 20 to the hour, trigger. And then at 10 to the hour, preparation, preparing to act out. And then after the preparation, you're back up at the 12 o'clock position, the acting out. And so this exercise is very much for you to make use of in the preparation stage. So the preparation stage, being at 10 to the hour, I use this interesting expression and I say, unless you recognize you're in preparation, you're just 10 minutes away from acting out. Preparation is insidious. Insidious because it does not want you to know that it exists, and it certainly does not want you to know that you're actually at preparation. You see, at any time through the day, through the week, you should be able to look at this cycle of sex addiction and know where you are at on that cycle. And if you find yourself doing any of the things that we're about to go through, you need to lift your head up and say, maybe I'm further along the cycle than I thought I was, and I'm 10 minutes from acting out. And that will need you to take some pretty urgent steps. Otherwise, acting out is inevitable unless you take those steps. Don't argue with it. Am I really at this place? Surely, too late, you've acted out. You've got to take some really urgent steps when you begin to recognize you're at preparation. So what does this preparation step, stage in the cycle look like? You hit a trigger, perhaps a series of triggers, and your cognitive distortion kicks in, and you're actually making the necessary steps to preparation to act out. But there's a side of your brain that isn't telling you that's what you're doing. Shall I give an example that I use with the clients that I work with face to face and via webcam? And I talk about assuming the porn blockers have not blocked YouTube, then think about you starting a new hobby and your brain says, let's go onto YouTube and look at how other people are doing it and get some ideas about this new hobby. Now the reality is you could just do a browser search, Google, Safari or something else, to look at what other people are doing to help you with that particular hobby. But your brain says, let's go onto YouTube. You haven't used YouTube for a long time because you know it's got some probably edgy, dangerous titillation. And you know it's something you use restrictively. But of course, your brain says, of course we know you can't watch porn on YouTube. And you endorse that. But the fact is, you also know there's some titillating things there on YouTube. But you're not admitting to that because that's not the reason you're going onto YouTube. You're going onto YouTube to research your hobby. Then why don't you just do a browser search and go to the other sites? Well, because I want the video recordings. You see, there's two different dialogues going on in your brain. Preparation is insidious because it's working away in the background and you don't want to necessarily acknowledge that it is going on in the unconscious, so to speak. You are quite clear, quite sure that you're keeping your sobriety and you're not going to act out. And the pain is in the morning after the night before, when you wake up and realize what you've just done. And sobriety goes back to day one. And you kick yourself because, how did that happen? I was so sure I wasn't going to act out. What happened? Preparation was taking place, but you hadn't acknowledged it. Something was working away in the background that you were not acknowledging. This step of preparation is very real. It isn't that there's a trigger and then you act out. There is this intervening step called preparation. Now, I've chatted a lot about it because I need you to understand it and buy into it and acknowledge it. So below, when you get the sheet for this session, when you look at it, below is a list of common cognitive distortions, thinking distortions, that allow the cycle of addiction to continue. Read the examples, the definition, and the examples. And what I would like you to do in the space below each word is write in two examples for each of these words that you know you have used in the past. Make them as accurate as possible. They don't want to be found. Oh, you found us. You've written us down. Oh, that hurts. You now know us. You've exposed us. That's exactly the response we want to get from them. We want you to see these cognitive distortions. Find them, identify them, write them down. You're moving them from the unconscious to the conscious. I talk about you're now using a highlighter pen to say, I can see you. And now you get a chance to go after them because they didn't want to be seen. Doesn't mean you can change them immediately. Remember the pothole poem? Just because you can see the pothole does not mean you can immediately avoid falling in the pothole, but you're on your way to change. And it's important that you get up, you dust off, and you fall in the pothole.